This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi today. Live all across the USA and around the world. Wait, smack dab in the middle of the month. And first guest of the second hour is the CEO of Vera Jackson Auctions. Now, this is not a commercial, my friends. Believe me, we're going to be talking about cars, and I love to talk about cars. And if you like cars, then you're going to love to hear this interview with Craig Jackson. Later on in the hour, Tom Dreesen will be joining us, one of the finest comedians out there, and he's worked with them all. Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, Tony Orlando, and of course, 14 years with Francis Albert Sinatra. And then Nastia Lukin will be joining us, five-time Olympic medalist, now commentating the Tokyo Olympics coming up this Friday. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
It's Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. And I was just telling our next guest before I went on the air, I've been a big fan of what he's been doing for many, many years, being a car guy the way I am. In fact, we have a couple of things in common. The fact that we're both car guys, and he lives in an area that I absolutely love in mid-Arizona. Joining us right now is the chairman and the CEO of the Vera Jackson Auto Auction, Craig Jackson. Hi, Craig. How are you?
I'm awesome. It's great out here, and we're all heading to Palm Beach this week.
Well, I can't wait. And as I mentioned in the introduction, and I'm serious about it, I've been out west a couple of times, but I never fail to go to the one that you have here in Palm Beach. And what breaks me up is I go to it, then I go home and I watch it. I mean, it's like I could watch it even though I know what the car is going to bring. And I mean this sincerely. You have done a remarkable job in taking this company that was really started back in 1971 by your father and Tom Barrett, and really flourished into a reputation that's impeccable.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm a car person myself, and I surrounded myself with former customers that were great car guys, and we take it seriously, and we treat everybody the way we want to be treated. We care very much about the cars and the hobby, and tried to create an atmosphere where new people can come in and feel comfortable at car collecting.
Well, I think that's the key to what you've done, is the fact that you make everyone feel welcome because of how you present this, how you market it. I mean, it's not just an automobile auction. It's a trade show. It's an entertainment show. It has all the elements of going. I mean, you might as well walk down the central part of the Vegas Strip. There's a lot of things happening at a Vera Jackson auction.
Yep, and that's by design. You know, in the old days when it was just a car auction, and it happens at other car auctions, you know, you'll go there, maybe there's one car in the morning and one car in the afternoon you want. Well, now what do you do? Sit there all day?
Right, right.
And also, it's not just to be just for the good old boys network. I've embraced to have the next generation have kids involved, have the wives involved, make it a family and a multi-generational sort of bonding experience. And it's really cool to see a grandfather, a father, and the grandson all out looking at cars together.
Well, yeah, the woman you talked to before we went on the air is my wife. She's a huge fan. I have a couple of sons with her. He's come down with me a few times. I joke around because I have this beautiful flag in my backyard, and people say, where did you get that? And I says, you're not going to believe this, but I bought it at a Barrett Jackson auction at the flag booth, okay? I says, there's something for everyone there.
You know, we start the morning with automobilia in the morning, and then we lead right into the cars, but you can. It's a lifestyle event. You can come and find all sorts of things that you normally wouldn't think about going out and trying to find, all somewhat around automotive, but also what's cool for your estate, a lot of stuff for your garage. We do a lot of entertainment with our different galas that we do, and then our charity aspects that we do that our customers really help us with.
Well, and I tell you something, when I look down the long list of charities that your company's been involved with, it's unbelievable. Earning the Motor Trend's top 50 power list on the automotive industry two times, Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year, the list goes on and on and on. And I think what happened, Craig, and correct me if I'm wrong, of course, cars have always been a huge part of our economy throughout the 20th century. However, used automobiles, collector automobiles, let me put it that way, slap my hand, collector automobiles, I think probably at one point weren't as big as they are now. Similar to, let's say, an industry like NASCAR, which back in the early 60s was not a very well-known and well-accepted sport. Now it's colossal. Same with collector cars, isn't it?
It is. You know, we put it on TV. I put it on the Internet back in 94. And by doing those two things, it really opened it up to people that wouldn't just pick up a trade or didn't listen to a particular program. And you got to go at people all different ways because they may not think about it. It may be something that they would like to do, but they're not exposed to it. Once you expose them to it, and I can't tell you how many times I travel around and people tell me they were just channel surfing one day, found the auction or glued to it for 5 or 6 hours, and really got intrigued about the cars and then wanted to get involved with it.
You know, it's funny you should mention that because I have talked to a lot of people that aren't car people, and that has a little problem that I have with that. That's just a personal thing because I can't see how anybody wouldn't be a car person, especially when you talk to them about a race because they say, oh, these guys are just going around left in a circle, not really realizing that they're more probably athletic inclined than maybe some football, baseball, and basketball players. But I have actually had people call me up and said, you know, I started watching this auction, and it's like a movie. I can't wait to watch the next car come up. And it is intriguing because even people who on a regular day wouldn't watch this, all of a sudden are brought into it and are kind of in awe of not only the cars, but how much they're worth.
That's true. And then people start thinking, you know, that's something I'd like to do.
Yes.
It just grows. And you know, the first time that, like, a husband and wife will come to the event, normally it's the husband bringing the wife, and then it ends up turning, and I talk to a lot of customers, and the wives love it so much, they start putting it on the calendar, and you wouldn't think the wives would be that much into car collecting, but it's a great group of people, the atmosphere, the lifestyle. It's a great car show, all of our events. You'll see a lot of cars that you won't find just at a regular car show because we can find such a broad diversity of cars, and it attracts people from all walks of life.
Craig, let me ask you something, though. I kind of chuckle, and I wonder if you do, too, when you see the husband backing off a bit, but the wife is going crazy for it. I mean, that's a confirmation of the fact of what you just said. The wives get into this sometimes more than the husbands.
They do. And Yeah, the ringmen do a good job. They'll see the, you know, they'll read both, the husband and the wife. And sometimes it's the wife saying, oh, no, we don't need that much, honey. And you see, but a lot of times it's the guy that's sitting there going, you know, I don't know. And she's like, I want it.
And they get it at that point. I think the wife has more power than the guy in that situation, Craig.
Absolutely.
And I didn't realize, and I apologize for this, I didn't realize that you were such a huge collector of classic cars yourself, getting numerous best of show presentations, first place trophies, and really having an extensive education on classic car restoration.
Yeah, I ran our restoration shop for 20 years and learned from a lot of guys that were in their 60s and 70s when they taught me, even some of them up into their 80s, and taught me the old world way of metalwork and just how to really work on a car the proper way. And I still, we're restoring a Ferrari Daytona right now.
Are you really?
My fingers in it. It's sort of therapy for me. And I like doing it. But it gives me also a great eye when we look at cars and talk to people. I have 30-some cars in my private collection. I vintage race. I do rallies. You know, I've lived this lifestyle my whole life since I was a kid, and I think that's why I have such a passion for it, and it comes through. You know, I have some people, you know, on these blogs that are out there, oh, he's just an auctioneer. Actually, I don't know how to auction. I hire auctioneers.
I notice that.
I'm a car guy. I don't know a thing about auctioneering other than I hire the best in the world, and I monitor the auction up there, but the company is run by tried and true car people.
Oh yeah,
doesn't not just guys. My in-house attorney is a collector car. I mean, quite a few of us in the company all love what we do, and that's sort of what when we're interviewing someone. It's we interview them. We're like, this isn't just a job. You got to own and live this lifestyle. Otherwise, you're not going to make it at the 12 to 14 hour days that we put in to produce one of these. If you're just there just for a paycheck for an 8 hour day, you're not going to make it.
Now you have to have motor oil running through your veins, I think. Okay, I really believe that. The auction, by the way, and it's the Barrett Jackson auction, is going to be held here in Palm Beach. It begins on the 7th through the 9th. You got to go to their website and you got to go to this auction. Craig, do you have time to stick with us? We're going to do just a quick segment about some of your personal cars.
Sure.
Our guest is the chairman and the CEO of the Barrett Jackson Auction Company. The world's best, most respected car collector and restoration experts are part of it. Craig Jackson and myself will be back with more talking about the success of his company, Barrett Jackson, when we return live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back with another segment of Ron Said G Today, nationwide and around the world. My guest has been so gracious to stay with us for another segment, being a car guy and a lover of fine art, and that is what I believe classic cars are. We're talking to Craig Jackson, the chairman and CEO of the Barrett Jackson Auction Company. Unfortunately, I could talk to you for about 4 days, Craig.
Fine.
You are out in Scottsdale, Big Shot there, Palm Beach. You also do a show in Vegas, don't you, Craig?
Yes, we do Vegas, and we just added Orange County.
Orange County.
We do one every 90 days now.
Wow. And that is a big troop that comes in and does it. It started off as a family business. Let's talk about some of your cars. What are some of your cars? And when somebody comes to you and says, Craig, I want to buy one of your cars, is it hard to separate? I mean, it's like selling a child, you know what I'm saying?
Well, some I've turned down a lot of money for and haven't been able to sell them. My Hemi Cuda convertible, I hunted 10 years for the car that I wanted and found a purple white leather interior. You know, it's done in inviolet with white leather, white hockey stripe, white top. Just the epitome of a muscle car, fully optioned Hemi Cuda convertible. That one I've turned down numerous times, north of $2 million for. And I'm like, what do I replace it with?
Yeah.
It sits on a turntable in my garage. It's I have a ZL1 Rally Sport I bought from the original owner back in the 80s. Two 427 Cobras. One's a driver, one's a show car.
Wow.
I love Cobras. I have several Shelbys in my collection. Very early Shelbys, the Green Hornet, which is an experimental prototype, one-off Shelby. I have a Restomod Shelby, a 67 GT500, but with Carol's blessing, Carol built a all-aluminum 427 side oiler for it, and it's got a six-speed in it and air conditioning now, so it's sort of a Restomod, but it's also got a pure pedigree of a true GT500.
Oh, wow.
Looks stock from the outside. I have numerous other cars that I've collected that I have affinity for, like Buick's Buick GS Stage 1 4-speed convertible.
You could go on. You could write
several Hemi cars.
I'm sure.
Other than the Hemi Cuda, 71 Hemi Roadrunner, 70 Hemi Challenger pistol grip 4-speed car I bought from the original owner. I hunted that car down, triple black.
Craig, do you drive these cars? You mentioned the one on the turntable there, but do you every once in a while take them out? Because I was led to believe that if you don't, you got seal problems and everything else.
Oh, yeah. And I built a new garage at my house. I keep roughly 20 at my house. My race cars, I have four race cars. I vintage race. I have two Trans Am cars. We rotate them all. We drive them. I alternate the race cars. I race at least one of them every year. The main one's my AAR Cuda. It was Dan Gurney's Trans Am car from 1970. Car he retired in. That's my primary Trans Am car. I also have a 1970 Javelin, great history on all of these cars.
Oh, that's sensational. Do you suggest people who are looking for exotic cars? In other words, I have a Rolls. This market is kind of soft right now, isn't it?
It is on ones that there's sort of a glut in. And I like exotic cars. You know, I like a lot of the new Lamborghinis. I don't know if you watched the Vegas auction where the guy bought the Veyron and then backed out. I ended up owning the Veyron.
Did you really?
I love that car.
Oh, yeah.
It's everything they say it should be.
Now, I...
A lot of cars you buy and you go out and you're like, well, that was a lot of hype. This thing, you put the pedal down, throws your eyeballs in the back of your skull. You're like, yeah, that's it.
Well, you know, I had the pleasure last year of driving with Valentino Balboni. That's an experience when you do that, you know, with those Lamborghinis. But let me ask you, I was told when... I had a little debate one time with Jay Leno who said I was a goof for doing this, but I did it anyway because I just liked the car. And I'm sure you have people that have passed in front of you that just liked the car. I bought a mid-70s Stutz Blackhawk. And, you know, he was all over me like a cheap suit on that car. But I got to tell you something, Craig. I know what it is. It's a nice-looking car, and it's a basically an American engine. It is an American engine. But I get a lot of looks when I drive that car.
Oh, yeah. We've sold quite a few of those over the years. In fact, I think last one we sold was Sammy Davis Jr.
Yes, yes. He had a white one and a black one. I think you sold the white one.
Yeah, I can't remember which color the one was, but I remember selling one of his.
Yeah. Now, if you get the right name on the title on that car, you're probably in good shape. Elvis had four or five of them, and if you had that one, you'd be in great shape. I don't know who the title was on this because I can't find it on the VIN, but I will tell you that I get a lot of looks. I don't know if it's worth a lot of money, but it's certainly worth a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about it. Now,
everybody we've ever sold one to has been a little on the flamboyant side.
Okay, so you know me now, Craig. Well, we'll be seeing each other this weekend, so I'm sure that you'll find that out real quick. Now, you also have auto collector's insurance, too, under the brand name of Bear Jackson.
Yes, that spawned out of my personal collection and going through things and trying to figure out, I had a car insurance with one person and I had this with that. And finally, the guy that manages all my my stuff said, we should go to one of the big companies and find someone that can underwrite all of this and make sense. So I was sort of the guinea pig and we did it, and it was amazing the questions that they asked and how much lower my rates became, but also it covered in all the gaps that I didn't know I had between all my different coverages, and I was so impressed that we cut a deal, and now it's Barrett Jackson Insurance, but we can do your whole collection. It's got great coverages on it. We custom tailored it to what we wanted as car guys, but we can also do your house, and if you've got airplanes or art or any high-end collectibles, and tie it all together in one policy.
I didn't know about the house, but I am a client of the cars, and now I'm going to look into the house situation. And a buddy of mine just picked up in your neck of the woods in Phoenix a 56 Lincoln Premier, and now he's a customer of you. So I'm out there spreading the word the best I can, Craig.
Good. Well, thank you.
Well, we're going to be looking forward to you. Now, the Barrett Jackson Auction Company, the Barrett Jackson Auction, will be taking place 7th, 8th, and 9th in Palm Beach. You got to go. If you love cars, you'll love it. If you're not a big car fan, you will also love it. And, Craig, this has been a treat. I'm going to be down there to see you, so hopefully we can maybe have a Coke together.
Sure. If people want, they should go to our website. All the info's on there. It's Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T, hyphen, Jackson.com, and a complete list of the cars and everything's on there and how to find us, all you need.
Oh, it's a great place. It's a fun weekend, everyone. And Craig, thank you so much. Join us again, would you please?
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you, and I hope people will come down and enjoy it.
Oh, if they come down, enjoying it is going to be just automatic. And we're going to take a break, but we will be back with more live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The largest of more than 70 wildfires burning in the western United States has become one of the biggest in the history of the state of Oregon. The Bootleg Fire, which has been burning in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest for nearly 2 weeks, has scorched more than 280,000 acres. Firefighters say they've been able to get it 22% contained, but add that a combination of gusty winds, low humidity, and dry vegetation on the forest floor has provided the fire with an abundance of fuel. The Bootleg Fire has so far destroyed at least 21 homes, with authorities listing more than 5,000 as threatened. And the death toll in a series of floods in Western Europe continues to rise as more than 160 people have been reported dead in Western Germany and Belgium. Days of heavy rains sent many small rivers overflowing in the region. Authorities in both countries say it may take several weeks before the full extent of the damage is known. Areas of southern Netherlands also experienced heavy flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. You have no idea how excited I am to have our next guest with us. I haven't talked to him in so long. He's a dear friend and one of the nicest guys, not only in show business, anywhere in the world. He's been on TV with 500 appearances on things like The Tonight Show with Johnny, David Letterman, Columbo. He's been on Murder, She Wrote. He's been everywhere, and he's out right now with a new book called Still Standing, my pal Tom Dreesen. Hey, Tommy, how are you? Thank you for joining us. It's been too long, my friend.
Hey, Ron, how you doing? How have you been?
I have been great.
When people say to me, do you really know Ron Segi? I said, yeah. They said, prove it. I said, he looks just like Brad Pitt. They said, you know him.
And I was getting concerned why we haven't talked. I don't know if it's something I said.
I know, Ronnie, and that's your fault. You know, it's all your fault. You know, it's because I owe you money. Doesn't mean that you can't call me once in a while.
Well, you know, the problem is that I had that little case with the FBI, and I knew that you were, you didn't want to taint your reputation. So I just kind of stayed away. But, hey, you know, that's water over the dam. And
thank God you pleaded the fifth. That's
I know.
All I'm saying.
Yeah, plead the fifth, the eighth, the 27th. I'd plead anything they tell me to plead. Congratulations on this book. I have in front of me a book that is about 15 years old. It's called Tim and Tom, an American Comedy in Black and White. Tim Reed and Tom Dreesen, who, if you don't know, used to be a comedy team together. But I'm going to set that aside, and I'm going to ask for Still Standing. Tell us about this book. This is great.
This is my 51st year in show business. And as you pointed out, Tim Reed and I were America's first black and white comedy team. And we toured together 6 years, and then the team split up, and I went on my own, as Tim did. And later, Tim later became Venus Flytrap on WKRP.
Right.
He was on a show called Sister, Sister. He played the father. He's got a brilliant career. And we're still the best of friends to this day. But I went off on my own, and when I started going on my own, I journaled. Everywhere I went, if something poignant or something funny happened, I'd write it down. And I've been collecting these stories for years. As you pointed out, I did 61 appearances on The Tonight Show, and that first appearance on The Tonight Show, how important it was. So I start writing those things down, and then I start touring with Sammy Davis Jr. and Smokey Robinson and Natalie Cole and Gladys Knight and the Pips, Tony Orlando and Don, and, of course, finally touring with Frank Sinatra for 14 years as his opening act. I put it all together, and this a couple of years ago, I said, I want to write a book. And the title, as you point out, is called Still Standing, because it's a double entendre. You know, I'm a stand-up comedian for 51 years, and I'm still doing it. So I'm still standing. But I've also been knocked down a lot in my life, and physically knocked down, as the book points out, you know, but I got back up again. And a lot of rejections, and as we all go through in our life, and especially in show business, but I wouldn't let it defeat me, and I kept getting back up again.
Up to the point that you were on The Tonight Show back in 1975, it was very, very tough. That was the turning point. You made a deal that, you know, God treated you kind of unfairly up to that point, but then the rest of the life, he said, hey, this is yours.
I've always felt like God said, the first half of your life, I'm going to put a load on you, but if you survive, the second half is on me,
mm-hmm.
and God kept his promise.
Oh, that's good. There's a funny story that he was my only chance to meet Frank Sinatra. Tom says, I'm going to be in Daytona, come backstage in intermission, and I'll introduce you to Frank Sinatra. So I go back with my wife, and I see the sign says Frank Sinatra on the door, and I walk down about 10 steps, and Tom's dressing room is on the right. He's already done his first set, and I'm standing in the hallway waiting for Mr. Sinatra to come out. Tom says, just come in and have a glass of wine. So that's a good idea. I go in, have a glass of wine, come back in the hallway. Bingo, he's gone. He's on stage. You got to tell the story, Tom, about the time that he woke you up in the middle of the night to meet you at a bar.
Frank Sinatra never went to bed till the sun came up. He was nocturnal. So whether we were on the road or off the road, when the sun came up, Frank went to bed. So oftentimes we were off the road. I would go stay at his house. He had a compound down in Rancho Mirage in the Palm Springs area. And a huge compound. And the compound was the main house where he stayed, and there were swimming pools and tennis courts. They had bungalows on the outer perimeter of the compound called Strangers in the Night, Tender Trap, New York, My Way, and they named after his songs.
Sure.
And he would come and get me some nights at 2:30, 3 in the morning and say, Tommy, let's go take a ride. One particular night, there was a bar down the street called Chaplin's Bar, and Frank loved to go in there. It was on Frank Sinatra Drive. But Sydney closed at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he would give Frank the keys and say, you know, the bar is yours. You know, Frank would always leave enough money there. And once in a while, a bartender would stay because Frank tipped $100 whenever you brought him one drink. Somebody would like to hang there. And in this particular night, you know, Frank always locked the front door at 2 o'clock, and we stayed in there till the sun came up. He forgot to lock the front door. And now it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm talking to him, looking over his shoulder, and I see a car pull up, and a woman gets out of the passenger side. There's two women in there, and she comes running in the bar. She runs up right behind him. She said, "Excuse me, excuse me. Do they have a jukebox in here?" And Frank Sinatra turned around and looked her right in the face and said, "I'm sorry, what did you say?" She said, "Do they have a jukebox in here?" And Frank looked around and he said, No, they don't. He said, "I'll sing for you." She said, "No, thanks." And she turned around and she walked out. He looked at her like a little boy was watching her go out the door, and I said, "She obviously didn't recognize you." He said, "Maybe she did.
Maybe she did."
I've told that story so many times. That is a great story. You know, you've got this thing that you got going via Zoom of the man who made Sinatra laugh. Tell us about that, Tommy.
Frank Sinatra fans all over the world are always writing to me, "Can you tell me about this? Tell me about that." So what I did, I put together a Zoom broadcast. It was called The Man Who Made Sinatra Laugh. And they sent me all their questions, and I was on it for 2 hours. But I would answer their questions with a poignant story or a very funny story. You know, lessons I learned from Frank Sinatra along the way and stuff like that. So it was really an entertaining. I thought it was going to last. We thought it would last an hour. It lasted 2 hours.
Wow.
And was very successful.
And book is out right now. It's available anywhere you can buy books.
Amazon.com, by the way, will get it to your house in 2 days. They're amazing.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have invested in that stock. They're amazing.
Yeah, you order like a paperclip and they deliver it. You know, it's a me. I don't know how they make any money, but they are.
Yeah.
Have you seen your buddy, the helmet hair fellow, Frankie Avalon?
Oh, yeah. I just talked to him the other day, and James Darren.
Yeah.
You know, two buddies of mine from Philadelphia, and Bobby Rydell and I just did a show. You know, I'm a Chicago boy.
Yeah, I know.
But when I came out here to the West Coast, I never got along well with show business people. I think they're mostly a bunch of prima donna, spoiled brats who most of them never worked a day in their life and do not know what it's like to work a day in their life. I'm talking about real work.
Yeah.
So I gravitated more toward neighborhood guys. Frankie Avalon,
right.
Bobby Rydell, Jimmy Darren, they're all from South Philadelphia. Joe Pesci's from New Jersey. Joe Mantegna, Gary Sinise, Eddie Marinaro, you know, Frankie Valli. We just sit around and tell stories and stuff like that. So those are the kind of guys I still am friends with to this day. Smokey Robbins from Detroit, you know.
And you're right about that. And your description of show business people is also applicable to politicians who never worked a day in their life and get a time. It's the same kind of situation. When this COVID thing ends, are you going to go back out then?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know what inspired me, Ronnie? Many years ago, I was working at Harrah's with Sammy Davis Jr., and George Burns was appearing next door at Caesars in Lake Tahoe. And I had done the Dean Martin roasting George, and I had met him before that, and I really liked him a lot. And so after my show, I went over to catch his show, and I watched. He was 95 years old. He didn't run out to the microphone, but when he got out there, he did a strong hour and 10 minutes. And afterward, I went backstage, and then he was looking at some notes. And I walked into his dressing room, and I said to him, "Hey, George, how you doing?" He looked up from his notes. He said, "Oh, hi, Tommy." He said, "I was working on some new material tonight." And I thought, that's what I want to be. I want to be 95 years old working on new material.
Yeah.
So that's how I want to go out, you know.
I asked Milton Berle one time, "Do you want to retire?" And he said, "To what?" So he said, people recognize me, so I might as well get paid for it. People ask me, "When are you going to retire?" I said, "This is not a heavy lifting job. I'm not digging a ditch someplace. Nice and air conditioned here. I get to talk to Tom Dreesen. I mean, life couldn't be better."
Frank Sinatra told me one time, I said, "Frank, about retirement." He said, "Tommy, we'll quit going to see them when they quit coming to see us."
Oh.
What a good line. Huh?
Well, and he knew that was never going to happen, so still standing, available on Amazon, every place else, and we can check into Zoom here to see the show?
No, I haven't got the one. I may do it again.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and what I'll do is I'll send out the word and call you and let you tell everybody. And all it is they simply go to a link,
right,
and link on The Man Who Made Sinatra Laugh. And if you can go to my website, TomDreesen.com, which is DREESEN. Most people spell my name wrong, but TomDreesen.com. You can find out whatever you want there.
Tom, do me a favor, though, okay?
Sure.
Really, let's not talk like every 50 years, all right? I mean, you're a great guy, great friend. When I found out that you were going to be on the show today, I said, this is fantastic. I always enjoy talking to you. So let's stay in contact, and then when you start touring again, you'll see me in the front row.
I appreciate that, Ron. And do you have a guest house or a guest room? Because I may want to come and spend a couple of years.
I have a beautiful guest room. I got a pool. I got a car collection. Your home is my home. and the price is right up your alley.
It's in an alley?
No. You're welcome here anytime. You know that. I don't have to tell you that.
You got it. Thanks, Ronnie. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the interview. Always appreciate your interviews. A lot of fun.
Thanks, Tom. And Still Standing, get it on Amazon. I've known Tommy a lot of years, and I tell you something, he's always on the money. Great entertainer. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, and around the world, you are listening to Ron Sedgy today. It's a real honor to talk to our next guest. She is really a sensational talent. She's not only a 5-time Olympic gymnastics medalist, she's also a sportscaster, a style icon. We're going to talk about the upcoming Olympics that are going to be starting on Friday, July 23rd through Sunday, August 8th with Nastia Lukin. Hi, Nastia. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
much for having me.
I know you're getting ready to cover the Olympics coming up next week, July 23rd through Sunday, August 8th. What way do you prepare for that? Because obviously you have a great rapport, being the fact that you are a five-time medalist winner.
Yeah, so actually quite a bit goes into it. It's a lot of preparation, just like, you know, I always tell kids when they ask me the same question, I'm like, you know, it's just like studying basically for a final exam. Tons and tons of notes and, you know, watching videos and tape, and a lot more goes into an Olympics just because it's all the countries. You know, we're not just covering Team USA, we're covering everybody competing, and so you want to, you know, not only just commentate and analyze what you're seeing, but you want to share the stories, and whether they've competed in another Olympics, their families, all sorts of things. So we are obviously fortunate to, have a great research team at NBC as well.
Now, how old were you when you started training for the Olympics? Because I know it starts at a very young age.
Yeah, so both of my parents were actually gymnasts, and that's kind of how I got started in gymnastics, was just being around the gym, and, you know, because my dad was still competing and training when I was born. So I don't really have an exact age that I started, but I guess I would say, like, somewhere around 3. I also, there wasn't a time where it was, okay, this is the moment that I started training for the Olympics. You know, ever since I really started gymnastics, it was all just kind of like a progression.
Here's the amazing part, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a story that I'm very anxious to hear because it's one of a great amount of perseverance and control, because our guest suffers from migraine headaches, and this is a debilitating situation. 40 million Americans live with this, and they call it a disease. It's really very, very bad. When did you first start getting this?
I remember also being confused and not sure what was happening, you know, not realizing that it was a migraine. And at the time, I did not go to a doctor, which is, you know, I recommend first and foremost. That is the number one thing that you should do. But since then, I have gone to a doctor, and they prescribed me Nurtec ODT, and it's a medication for the treatment and the prevention of episodic migraines in adults. And the most common side effects being nausea and stomach pain and indigestion. And I think the most important thing for me, first of all, was talking to my doctor and sharing my symptoms. But now, you know, going over to Tokyo and being on the other side of the camera, but still having, you know, the stress and the bright lights and all of those things, knowing that, you know, it's a medication, not just for the treatment, but the prevention as well, kind of helps me, you know, go over there with a little bit of a peace of mind.
Not only is it a severe head trauma, but it also, I understand, develops into something that while you're having this migraine, has difficulty for you seeing. So when you're competing and you have something that is, you know, very unique to begin with and very precise in how you handle that talent, and then you can't see, it's devastating. I don't know how you would do this. And did you ever fear even going into competition thinking that all the hard work that you've put in to being the best might strike during a competitive situation? And perhaps it did.
Yeah, it was scary. You know, I think there are so many things that you don't have control over when you are an Olympics. And so I think the most important thing for me was to try to be in control of the controllables. And when you're not sure, like, what's even happening, it's very scary. And so that's why, you know, it was really important for me to be able to share my story, because I don't want anybody, not even just athletes, anybody in general, to have to go through what I did and be uncertain and not know what to do and, you know, not go to the doctor. Like, that's the most important thing is to go to your doctor and to share, you know, what you're feeling and share symptoms, because they obviously will be able to help you. And I think just as athletes, we kind of want to suffer a little bit in silence, just because you just want to go out there and make people proud and do the best that you can. But you have to put yourself in that situation in order to do the best that you can. So again, just talking to your doctor, the most important thing.
Are you still having that problem? And can it be cured, or is it just something that has to be under control?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that's why I, you know, really have been, it's been huge for me after I did speak to my doctor and after he, you know, did prescribe me Nurtec ODT, because it's, I treat my migraines with Nurtec ODT. And so not just, you know, the treatment aspect to it, but that prevention side as well, knowing that if you know what, you know, what triggers that you may have. So for me specifically, stress is a huge trigger. And so knowing if I'm going to put myself in that kind of situation, like the Olympic Games, where, you know, we're live on camera almost every single day for, you know, for hours. And I think every migraine sufferer has different symptoms. And so that's why, you know, I obviously encourage you to chat with your doctor, because that's the most important thing, because we're obviously all different, but for me specifically, this has really been huge.
The Nastia Lucan Fund address migraines?
So the Nastia Lucan Fund really is, you know, with gymnastics being my background, it definitely seeks to give back to the gymnastics community, and whether that's helping gyms during the pandemic or otherwise, I think for me the most important thing has always been to try to give back to, you know, the next generation. So in whichever way I can do that, whether that is through the Nasty Lucan Fund or whether that is just using my platform to, again, open up and share about the struggles that I have had, you know, such as having migraines and the importance of being able to go talk to your doctor. And for me, the experience that I've had in doing so and has literally been just huge for me in, you know, my personal and my professional life, and given me a peace of mind going into the Olympics now.
Where can we go for more information on this?
Yeah, so again, going to your doctor first and foremost, but you can get more information if you visit nurtec.com.
Now, Stia, this has been a real treat. Good luck over there in Tokyo next week. We'll be watching, and stay safe, and we look forward to your return not only to the good old USA, but to our show, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. 5-time Olympic gymnastics champion. Wow, I tell you, that's quite a record. Nastia Lucan. And she's going to be covering, as a sportscaster, now that she is retired from competition, the Tokyo Olympic Games, taking place Friday, July 23rd through Sunday, August 8th. And there's more to come here with Ron Seggi today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
That's a wrap with Ron Segi today. I hope you enjoyed the show, and thank you for joining us on the program this week. And I also want to thank our guests for making it possible, and they include Dina Martin, Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys, Greg Jackson of the Barrett Jackson Company, comedian Tom Dreesen, and five-time Olympic gold medalist and now commentating the Olympics in Tokyo starting this Friday, Nastia Lukin. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.